OCN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
The vibes.
They're real.
They're good. They're real good, Josh.
They're real, and they're spectacular. We have a great Wednesday show live from Stadium Swim, and it starts right now. Welcome in, everybody, on this Dumb Debates Wednesday. Live from Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino in sunny Las Vegas. Josh Peterson, Connor Happer, and Nick Grimm with you for today's edition of the program. Happer, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm really good. I'm glad you asked. I have a lot of things to say today. I can't wait to say them.
Well, we have plenty of time to say things, whether it's today until 6 o'clock Central Time, until 6 Central Time today. We're on until 4 o'clock Pacific Time, which is something we never say, but I'm going to have to say it the next couple days just to make sure I got my bearings.
Time zones are really nonsense to me right now. I was in the Eastern time zone this weekend. That was very difficult for me.
You have been all over.
Back
just
to the Central.
Just need to send you to Denver and...
Yeah,
the Eagles have knocked out all the time
zones.
That's
true. Yeah, let's go to Denver, boys.
You did fly over Denver. Does that count?
No.
Yeah, Nick, how did you enjoy the flight? How about that flight in, huh? Did you enjoy it looking
the mountains?
Gandalf Mountains.
It was really cool seeing how it went from flat to foothills to mountain.
This will be great. I get to play the role of John today and be triggered about your guys'
Lord of the Rings
comments.
Lots
of Lord of the Rings conversation on the show. As we said, we are here live at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. We are hanging out at Stadium Swim. Happer, did you know that there are 6 pools over here? There are 2 above us. There are 2 right here in front of us, and then 2 more up there. A bevy of cabanas. We're hanging out in one of the cabanas right now. We'll be in cabanas all the time over the next few days. This big screen, 40 feet tall. 40 feet tall.
It's pretty tall.
We have tennis on. We have... What's that show?
That's
First Things First.
Nick Wright. And his nose.
Yeah, on the flight in, you were watching some of the chit-chat shows this morning.
I was seeing what they were chit-chatting
about.
What are
the topics in national sports talk today?
That
we won't be talking about.
Mad Dog and Seth Greenberg were...
Oh.
Arguing about which game was the most interesting for the Sweet 16 this weekend.
Classic. That's a great argument.
It's a great topic. They were talking about hip drop tackles.
Oh, yeah.
Things of that nature.
We might have to talk about that today.
Yeah. How the NFL's gone soft.
Yeah, it has gone soft. By the way, speaking of the games this weekend, we also have the live lines right in front of us. The shortest line is Iowa State -1.5 right now versus Illinois. But how about that Creighton line? 2.5 point dogs versus Tennessee on Friday.
I will be placing wagers at some point this evening.
Yeah.
It just depends on what.
We are going to have a great time over the next few days, and we're going to have a great time over the next few hours.
And tomorrow, Josh, is Major League Baseball opening day.
It is.
So I'll be sporting my Bobby Witt Jr. jersey tomorrow.
Baseball.
Yeah, you told me earlier, like, I'm wearing a jersey tomorrow.
I'm wearing a jersey tomorrow.
Is it Nips out jersey
Thursday?
I think
no undershirt jersey.
I like it.
And then slide it off, jump in the pool. Take a dip, come back out, and do some more radio.
Because we'll be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. local time when it's a little chillier, but the water, always warm.
Yeah, it is.
Water is always warm. It's time for the Grum Down, brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. Didn't have time to make a graphic. No graphic today, but
okay.
We can tell you that we have Steve Sippel coming up a day later, but not a dollar short. He'll be joining us at 3:50 on the program this afternoon. Also, Dumb Debates. Happer, have you ever done Dumb Debates before?
I've never participated in a Dumb Debate.
Wow.
I have.
I was going to say, isn't your whole show kind of built around the idea of dumb debates?
Yes, but not in such a formal way as this.
Yeah, so send us your dumb debates with the hashtag dumb debates. Joe in Vegas, very excited that we are in Las Vegas. He keeps tweeting at us, including this one, "Welcome to the absolute best time zone." We've been in this time zone now for about 4 hours. It's a tremendous time zone.
It is.
You're starting to hear this more and more. Big, strong men, tears in their eyes. I love this time zone.
Especially when the rest of our lives are located two time zones away.
Yeah.
So we just get to go off of their time. And it's great, and we just get to live in our own.
Feels like a life hack, right? Like we're done with work at 4, even though, I mean, I've been up since 5 this morning, which is 3 o'clock here.
I imagine there are some people who do that. They technically work in Omaha, but they actually work in Phoenix or something like that.
And so it feels like a bit of a life hack.
A little bit earlier.
If you don't mind getting up early, you're off earlier as well.
That's the way I would want to do
which
it.
Which is
that's
awesome.
For sure.
So we have Simple, and we have Dumb Debates, and who knows what else? Lots of travel stories. You always want to talk about basketball, so I guess I could throw you a bone.
What's wrong? You don't want to talk about basketball?
I mean, I figured it's spring football season.
I will tell you this. I did listen to the entire Troy Dannon question and answer.
I looked over and I saw you listening to an unsportsmanlike conduct podcast this morning.
That was you guys.
Great radio show.
It was just the podcast of the press conference from yesterday. And I said to you after I got done with it, I said, I listened to the whole Troy Dannon press conference, and I thought there was one thing that he said that was interesting.
Ooh.
And then you said, what was that one thing? And I said, I don't remember.
Yeah.
So that's...
Have you figured it out yet?
No, I haven't quite got there.
I was going to say, maybe that could be a tease for the show, but you have to be able to remember
it. I will remember it.
All right, perfect.
That we will talk about it.
All right.
Right? Are we going to talk about Troy Dannon today?
We can't. I mean, you have a take. You have one single take.
I got to find it.
Yeah, you got to find the take?
We're all a bit sleepy right now, so maybe Happer will find that take.
Sleepy.
That's the Grum Down, powered by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. As always, you can get in touch with us. Don't know how often we'll see the various getting in touch with us. Nick, you're going to have to keep us updated on the YouTube chat.
Oh, boy.
We have no access to the YouTube.
Yeah, what are they saying in there?
What else are you doing back
What are they
here,
saying
Nick?
In there, Nick?
Basketball greater than football.
Great job.
Theo.
That's always been my guy. Theo.
Classic Theo.
In the event someone does get overserved in Las Vegas, people forget there are mobile IV therapy options.
Wow.
That is true.
A great PSA.
That is true.
All right, perfect. So we'll check in with Nick over the next few days and see what's going on in the YouTube chat because it's very sunny. And so we're going to trade off who uses their computer for a few minutes at a time. But you can hit us up on the YouTube chat. You can also find us on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, whether it's at USC1620, whether it's at Josh Tweederson, at Connor Happer, at Grimnim.
You can find us there.
You can also hit us up into the Equitable Bank inbox, Josh at 1620thezone.com or Connor at 1620thezone.com. Again, I don't know if Connor is going to see that.
I'll see it.
Or you can give us a call on the 42 Degrees to Source hotline by your mom's house. I do have the text machine open. Like this one from Will. Tell Nick you're going to a petting zoo, then drop him off at the bunny ranch.
That's
interesting.
Nick, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't want to go to the bunny ranch.
Nick, are you down for some debauchery?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am of relationship.
Of relationship. Wow. He's gotten soft in his old age. All right. So we're going to have a great time over the next few days here in Las Vegas. We appreciate the folks at Circa Resort and Casino for having us. We got, as you said earlier, I got the VIP treatment. I had some coffee. It was lovely. That's how I will remember the VIP treatment.
It was very free.
Yeah.
Very free.
And couches.
They encouraged us to come back for more coffee.
They did.
Later
Don't on. Have to tell me twice. Never then did. I don't have to deal with it in my room.
Said, come here for two hot coffees.
It is the program. Connor Happer in today for John Bishop, who is, I don't know, maybe in the air right now.
Probably.
I have no idea what time he was leaving. So, John's on his way to Detroit.
Wherever it is, it's about 6 o'clock for him, probably.
Oh, my gosh, it's so late over there. God, it's so late. All right, more to come. Also, we appreciate Peter producing back in our Zone studios.
Thanks, Peter.
It is unsportsmanlike conduct on this Wednesday, 1620 The Zone.